אביא לך משהו?
לא, לא, הם מביאים, הכל בסדר.
לחיים.
אנחנו אנחנו נתחיל את הסעודה שלנו.
All right, we're going to start our meal, all right, with a little passage from the sources, and we'll continue to eat together with a mutual intention, bring contentment, and then we have some lechaims planned from the Kli. So the first passage here, I'm going to read. We must always awaken what the heart forgets, what is needed for the correction of the heart. Love of friends, whose purpose is to achieve love of others. This is not a pleasant thing for the heart, which is called self-love. And when there is a gathering of friends, we must remember to bring up the question, meaning everyone should ask himself, how much have we advanced in love of friends? And how much have we done to promote us in that matter?
מספר 2
passage number 2 from the meaning of the strict prohibition to teach idol worshippers the Torah. It is impossible to receive the influence of the society if he is not attached to the society, meaning if he does not appreciate them. To the extent that he does, he can receive from them the influence without any work, simply by adhering to society. again. It is impossible to receive the influence of the society if he is not attached to the society, meaning if he does not appreciate them. To the extent that he does, he can receive from them the influence without any work, simply by adhering to the society.
זה קצת כמו שאמרת על אנשים, רב.
It's like what you said about the people, רב. It could also happen with us, even where we receive bestowal without work, only just from adhering to the society. Certainly, adhering with the friends is enough. How could it be that a child is born in the 21st century? And he's ready for it. He's prepared. He gets it because he's born with among the souls around him that are. They give him this aura, this influence, this general influence, and that's how he works. We really see how each and every child that's born and grows, we already see that they already belong to the next generation. They don't agree with us, and it's true. It's true. It's correct that they should, but they don't agree because we're dinosaurs. That's how it should be. And it's all according to adhesion in society because they are connected to the next one. They're only with us with their bodies, but their soul is already attached to their generation. It just hasn't appeared in this world yet. No, they're still small. Why aren't you eating? You got something? Yeah, so? No. Onward. Maybe do a little blessing and that's it.
מספר 3
passage number 3 Love of others can only be through revoking one's self. Thus, on one hand, each person should feel lowly, and on the other hand, be proud that the Creator has given us a chance to be in a society where each of us has but a single goal, for the Shekhinah to be among us. This is very important for us. To be proud of the society where we've landed. Who's caring for us, the Creator? How? How our mission is great. Sublime, special. Just imagine to yourself that you're a group, you're the only group that understands what's happening in the world, more than anyone else. Be proud in that as well. That, of course, this is how it comes to us from above and says, and this is now something that we're in. It's regardless, it's something special. Well, we received it not in order to be prideful, but in order to see the work that we need to carry out. We're aware of it, and we're thankful for it, and let's hope that we'll be rewarded with bringing contentment and joy to the Creator, be adhered to Him. L'chaim Nebuch.
Rav, יש שאלה ל-PT6 בהקשר הזה.
PT number 6 has a question maybe regarding that. Can we go to PT? Why do we have to? Oh, it's a must in the meals. However you feel. Rav, I wanted to ask, I see that ever since we went into the virtual reality, everything has changed so quickly, because what was relevant a minute ago is already not relevant, and all of our previous life is totally, the Creator is just disconnecting us from all of those idols. How can we rise to another degree, which is all about the ten, about the Creator, enter into that new reality, that reality that you're bringing us towards? I really don't know actually what you're asking. Just give me an example. Let's say that we were used to, say in meals, to sit together. We were used to, okay, so it's right now we're sitting in a meal together. What can you do? What? If the Creator gives us these kinds of conditions, then we have to exist this way, okay? Or what, you're going to be like the religious that... Oh, no, the people that go out and demonstrate and go out towards to the temples and then everything else is more damaged just as a result of that. What? We have to see that all these things come to us from the Creator. And I'll tell you, Rabash was very precise in that. Very specific. No, I get it. Yes, I'm not saying that we are going to do something against whatever it is that we decided for ourselves. I'm just saying, how can we receive, to subjugate ourselves, this whole new state? What? I'm not receiving it by subjugating myself. I'm receiving it with joy. I want to see in this the signs of the future that are bringing us towards the new developed society, where we need to just twist ourselves into it. We need to receive a new format. I don't see restrictions in this. I see, Mike, well, you're like some, you work with mechanics. So just like you, You process you take away all sorts of things from the metal until it receives a new form. The same thing here. We're being stripped of all sorts of things that there's just nothing. There's no need in them for spirituality. And then we head towards spirituality, and we advance in a more correct way towards spirituality. I don't see within these restrictions anything needless. I already said a long time ago that these things are not going to end. What's going to happen? I don't know. And if so, a little bit, I don't even want to say from the aspect of, it doesn't matter. These things are in order for us to build a new reality, a new humanity. We'll receive them with understanding and we'll continue. And schools and how kids behave, families, all of these things, we'll receive a new reality. How can we take this date as to turn it into a 10, turn us into a 10, that we can really be happy from all the changes? How do we do that? I see that you're really just enjoying from this state. We also want to be in that state. I would escape in all directions according to my beast. Where can I go? I can't. According to the rule, this is how it is. It'll be fine. The main thing, just accept these things, that they are just reforming us. So we take a new form for a new humanity for the state of the Messiah. Good luck. L'chaim forever didn't finish drinking yet. We want to already now invite friends to share with us their impressions. The first group is the New York group. New York 3, you guys ready? Well, we'd love to hear you.
Well, I'm going to speak for a friend who's having some internet difficulties. When you try to speak before this kli, especially when you didn't prepare something, you feel how great it is. How it's something before which there are no words that are great enough to describe these friends. And it's more than speaking before any group that could exist in this world. This is the whole world. We have here the whole of humanity, the representatives of humanity. The correction is possible in the connection between us. And it's just so beautiful that it can take place between us. I don't know what we need, probably a prayer for the creator to help us. But it's here between us, and you're my soul, friends. I want to be just canceled before you. I want to just disappear within you, and find that prayer that humanity needs from whatever it is that you give to me. I just want to turn with whatever is found here in this kli towards the creator. Baha'im friends, because this is the society where the end of correction is possible. We don't know how to do it, but it's possible here in B'nai Baruch. Love you, brothers.
Thanks, Gianni. Thank you to all the wonderful and amazing New York group who's connected themselves together. So now we want to go to our wide heart, our broad heart, Antonio from Spain. Spain group, you guys ready? Are you ready, Antonio?
Hola, amigos.
Hey, hey friends, what joy to be with you. I want to share with you my joy, really, that we are living the morning lesson. Every lesson is just, there's some new recommendation. It's even stronger than the one before. When I'm by myself, I have nothing. I just want to be just within, amongst all the friends. I want to fall into their hands and be melted into their hands and feel their hearts, feel their prayers, and ask for you, ask the Creator, that everything that you want, everything that you would, that you're yearning for, that you would all turn to Him, and together we'll attain it together. L'chaim.
All right,
we're going to read the last passage, and then we're going to hear our friend Moshe Eisenberg. So he's going to share with us his impression as the kind of dessert for the end of the meal. So we're going to read number 4 from the passages here. The friends' discussions of the greatness of the Creator awaken a desire and yearning to annul before the Creator, because he begins to feel longing and desire to bond with the Creator. And we should also remember that to the extent that the friends can appreciate the importance and the greatness of the Creator, we should still go above reason. Meaning that the Creator is higher than any greatness of the Creator one can imagine. And we should say that we believe above reason that He leads the world in a benevolent guidance. And if one believes that the Creator wants only man's best, it makes a person love the Creator until he is rewarded with, "And you will love the Lord your God with all of your heart and with all of your soul." And this is what a person must receive from the friends. Moshe, can you speak? Okay, my impression is very, very warm, very, very strong from this whole thing that what we heard just now, from this whole meal. Just to feel it on your flesh, to do it together with all the society, with all the community, with the whole world, this marriage, this wedding that I got this week wasn't a personal wedding, it was a mutual, shared wedding. It was something that became a kind of dissemination platform by the people and the friends and content, and to balance between the different concepts. People that usually come to different events where each person is, you know, handling his phone, but people were in the event. They received passages from the sources and reached places where they didn't feel the differences and the changes. It was just a place that was mutual and belonged to everybody. So friends, we need to be really, really proud of our path, and we are learning in a generation that is, that does belong to us. It is related to us, and the Creator is doing everything, and it's just kind of going over us. Everyone feels his own lowly self, and then above that, the greatness and the importance of the friends. Above that, the Chaim friends, we're going to go through the same thing again throughout the afternoon lesson. We're going to make these changes only in order to bring him contentment, and also bring to one another this contentment, because the Creator is also there.
Share.